107.7 The End, backstage at Infest 15 with John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine.
Tour started last night in Portland?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. It was good. It's a lot different from the way it felt on the By the Way tour for me in terms of the American audience and just in terms of the connection with them and stuff.
What feel like?
It just feels a lot more open now and just a lot of energy from the crowd and stuff, and just a lot of energy on stage, and just a completely different environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you? How does it feel this long into the career with Stadium Arcadium, like flying to number one? It's got to feel good, huh?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You digging into older stuff?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like influences or something?
Well, that too, but I'm with the set list. I've been reading that you guys are going back
a little bit. We're trying to keep a few Blood Sugar songs in the set because it's easy for us to concentrate mostly on these last three, on By the Way and Californication and the new one. But we're trying to put in a few from Blood Sugar. But we only play one song from the early days of the band, in the set.
Is there any songs you guys get tired of playing? You just like, I've had it playing this song.
You know, that's how it was feeling at the end of the By the Way tour. That, to be honest, I think the general dynamic, personality wise, as individuals, wasn't really going well at By the Way time. We were real kind of shut off from each other and closed off from each other and had a lot of walls up. And I don't recommend that to anybody anywhere, to put walls up, but we do it to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
But all it ends up doing is ruining our relationships and our openness and our sense of honesty with ourselves. Because if you're not honest with your friend, you're not really being honest with yourself. And so for me, that's the lesson that I've learned in the last few years is seeing how in the band, in different ways, different people all had walls up. And since we broke those walls down a few months ago, as a result of just making this music together out of our respect for each other musically, we made what we felt like was a good record. But then on tour, it wasn't working. Like, we needed to open up to each other in order to take it to a new level of energy. And so that's what happened, We had some good talks, and through understanding and opening up, for me that's a big part of what I would put that as far as the crowd having more energy and as far as us having more energy. It changed from the moment we
Well, the group dynamic's healthier, it sounds like.
Yeah, and the audience sees it. It's not like we play the songs and they clap. It's like audiences, they're smart and they see exactly what's going on stage, whether or not they consciously know what's going on stage. If things are weird between Flea and I, we can't pump the audience up the same way as we would be able to, when we're actually open with each other and stuff. So.
Yeah. How is that traveling together that close and having to remedy those situations when stuff gets weird?
Nothing really gets weird. That's the problem. It just sort of remains consistent.
Yeah.
And that's the worst. Like, the way we are now, we might play a really bad show. Like, we might... The vibe when a show is not good is really bad. And for me, that makes it so much more exciting, because the good shows, of which there's a lot more than there is bad shows, are really good and feel like there's this energy that carries all of us, and it's this real kind of effortless thing. You just jump inside this wave of energy, and it just carries you throughout the whole show. And so that's usually what happens now. And when it is bad, you're thankful for the bad shows because it means that it's real. Mm-hmm. And when you put your walls up and you just go up there because you're a skilled musician and just play your songs and do your thing and jump around the times where you jump around and all that, it's just like you'll never have a bad show. But it's on autopilot.
But
it sucks. It's just So I'm really happy with the way things are now, and I'm really happy to be on tour with the Mars Volta.
Yeah, how is that? Did you the Chili Peppers personally pick them, bring them along? You guys, that your guys' thing?
Yeah, well, Omar is my best friend next to my girlfriend, and they're my favorite band. So for me, there's not really much of a question about okay. who I'd want to come on tour with us, and everybody else was into it too. So that's cool. So they're doing three week legs with okay. us, and we'll see what happens after that.
107.7 The End, Infest 15. We're talking to John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Stadium Arcadium is a guitar player. What did you want to bring into this? What were your, back to what we were talking about earlier, what influence wise?
I don't know. You know, I feel like I tend to have musicians who I feel some sort of a sense of like camaraderie with mm-hmm. or something. I'm kind of moving past that point of feeling really. It's not like. I don't feel so much in awe of people anymore, you know, like I become obsessed with people, but it's usually because there's some sort of, she doesn't believe me.
Who was your last obsession musically?
I'm obsessed with people right now. Uh-huh. It's not really true. I say I'm moving away from yeah. it, but I mean, I'm a person who you know, as a teenager, my bedroom was covered with photographs of all the musicians that mm-hmm. I love. And, like, you know, I'm gradually trying to move away from the whole idolatry thing, you know.
Hero worship.
Yeah, and I did notice that for this album, what ended up happening a lot was I was listening to music that was completely unrelated to what we were doing. But it had a certain sort of influence on me that resulted in something that sounded similar to Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can totally hear that.
Well, no. You hear that because then I started listening to okay. Jimi Hendrix. But that's the point is, like, before, I might have, as a teenager, I might have played like Frank Zappa because I listened to Frank Zappa. Mm-hmm. Whereas now it's kind of like I'm hearing this Jimi Hendrix thing and the playing, and so I start going back to Jimi Hendrix's playing and seeing where he was taking that style and seeing where else does it have to go that I, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's I end up listening to things that relate to what I'm thinking more so than I think things because I'm listening to
yeah.
them, you know what I mean? So for me that's a difference. But as far as right now, like my favorite people making music now are Square Pusher and the Aphex Twin and Venetian Snares and Autechre. Those are my favorite artists, and I think they're way like millions of miles above what
sea
other
level.
People are doing. I just there's not many bands that get me very excited. You know, I really like the Mars Volta and I like Tool. You know, who else do I like? I don't really listen to bands, you know. I like those electronic artists because I think they're taking music somewhere new and they're taking sonic architecture somewhere new. I like people from the 60s and stuff
yeah.
and 70s and stuff. That's more when, to me, when bands really had something going on.
Mm. Yeah, well, they had more room to do it back then, too. It was just wasn't so manufactured, for lack of a better
yeah,
word.
Yeah, the business people have
taken
evolved
over.
And gotten really smart about what they're doing, and consequently, like anybody who respects themselves as a human being or as an artist doesn't go the path of being a pop musician
yeah.
anymore. In the 60s, that was the natural thing you did. You didn't even think anything
well, it was
of
new
it.
You
were a talented musician,
yeah.
or you know, you had talent as an artist. Yeah, it was brand new.
There
was no underground.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't an underground. If you were an underground, you were going to be a jazz musician or something. There was no rock music underground. You know, and like now it's just like, I don't know. I feel like in a lot of ways, the people who really respect themselves just really go that extra length to avoid having anything to do with the music business. You know, in the bigger structure of it. You know, luckily, in my particular situation, it offers me a lot of freedom, and I'm just learning how to be good to myself and learning how to, you know, to protect my own rights as a musician, mm-hmm. as an artist and stuff. But it's hard, like 'cause we've been we've been working real consistently for a long time, and I'm the kind of person I like to be creative all the time, and we've been working so consistently on stuff that for me doesn't really, like mixing the way we do it doesn't really involve any creativity for me, and we spent 6 months doing that, and then we jumped right into promotion and did that for like 4 months, and then we're touring for a long time. It's just like there's not it doesn't leave you any room to follow your imagination anywhere, so I don't really like that, but it's you know, it's the job. It's my job.
Comes with the territory. 107.7 The End, backstage at Infest 15 with John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. How long sets are you guys playing on this tour? Well, you started last night, so you get up there and sometimes it feels good.
We didn't start last night. We've done 2 months in Europe already, yeah. So this is not. It's not like it's new
okay.
for us.
Like
it's we I guess we play about 90 minutes. Now in 45-minute set okay. or something like that, but we do a jam at the end every night. We do an improvisation at the end, which sometimes goes on for a really long time. You know, it just depends on how we feel or what's going on.
Did you not do? Is that when you did Interstellar Overdrive a month
no.
or so ago?
No, we walked right on stage and played Interstellar
and
Overdrive.
It?
That was the first
yeah.
thing we played when we walked out on the day that we found out Syd Barrett died.
Yeah.
yeah. Nothing to be sad about. We should all throw
yeah,
a party.
Celebrate it. All right, we'll let you get back to whatever it is you got to do.
All right, cool.
All right, I appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, man.